mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Already the seventh day of December 2004. And the end of 04 is just in sight. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have a guest coming on from Illinois, an 87-year-old veteran who was brutally attacked in his home. And when he finally shot the intruder in the foot after warning him to stop beating him, the police came and confiscated his rifles. And the person he shot in the foot told him, I'm going to get you. I'm going to come back and get you. Imagine telling the cops, hey, give me your guns, and you go out and do your job without your guns. Or if you run up to a police officer and take their firearm away, that's a very serious felony because you've just disarmed them. You've taken away their defensive implement. But as usual, it's a World War II vet, highly decorated. He beat the guy up. The young 20-year-old punk started attacking the 87-year-old man. And he fought back and drove the guy outside. The guy came back in, so he got his rifle and shot him in the foot. I wouldn't have done that. Let me tell you something. You come in my house and you start attacking me, you are dead. And I'm not just going to pull the trigger once. I'm going to unload on you. You can be absolutely assured of that. I'll kill you if you come in my house in 10 seconds. You'll be dead. As soon as I see you, as soon as I find out you're an intruder, and as soon as as long as it takes me to get to my firearm, because I care about my family a lot more than I care about you. Of course, Illinois has the highest crime rate in the country now because a bunch of their cities have banned guns entirely or make you have permits. Chicago has the highest for any city since they've confiscated tens of thousands of guns since the mid-90s. Their crime rate has only increased, making them the crime capital not just of America, but the world. More dangerous than Brazil, the capital, Brasilia, or any of its other crime-infested boroughs. More dangerous than some of the biggest cities in South Africa. I've seen the statistics. And every week I see articles where they raid some 79, 87 year old man, literally. They've got list of who owns guns, who bought guns 20 years ago when you didn't have to have a permit, and they come out of the house and they take the guns and they arrest these old men. They even arrest old women whose husbands die, and then the old man can't renew his license that year, and they send a SWAT team out to Granny's house. That's how pathetic this country is. I love America, but I'm here to tell you it's pathetic. I want to change the problems. I want to fix it. We got to admit the problems first. Illinois, what a cesspool. And I know we have an affiliate or two up in Illinois. I know we have a lot of listeners in Illinois, and they'll agree with me. I mean, the government's a cesspool. Run by the mafia, for the mafia, by the mafia. You think the mob wants you to own guns? Of course not. Got to have the slaves disarmed so we can feed on them. Why, we didn't let them have swords 2,000 years ago when they were our slaves. The Italian mob models everything off of Rome. Not really the Italian mob that runs Illinois anymore, but they did, and they set kind of the frame up for it, the parameters. All right, that's just one of about 50 vital news stories. And, yeah, I got a sore throat today, so bear with me. And we'll be going to your calls as well. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and Infowars.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I said it, and I'll say it again. This country, on average, is degenerate, wicked, and evil. You know, America was loved because it was the land of freedom. The United States was loved because it didn't go around invading everybody. It wasn't an empire. And because you could own a firearm to defend your family. And you could save money, and you could go out and put in a hard day's work and reap the rewards of it. But we're living on past deeds. We're running on fumes. We've had 50-plus million abortions in this country. Nothing to be proud of. We have one of the highest crime rates in the world. Nothing to be proud of. We have the most corrupt government in modern history. Nothing to be proud of. We live in a country where in New York and in Chicago and other cities, Boston, Mass., old people, single mothers, live behind barricaded doors and are fed on brutally by gangs of scum that the police won't or can't do anything about. And I could go on listing all this all day, but if we're going to save this country, again, we've got to admit what America is supposed to be about, the people being on top of the government, the people being the sovereigns, the people, the population, being the bosses, not the institutionalized minions of the nanny state. What America was is dying. Let me rephrase it. America is very ill. A cancer has spread through it, and that cancer is disgusting. Space age PR firms are scrambling our psyches, garbage in, garbage out. And I get angry when I see an article like this one out of the Macomb Journal, and this gentleman's joining us later. Leonard Gamage is a veteran, 87 years old, no criminal record, and a thug busted into his house. The 87-year-old man who'd been in the hospital the day before from a nosebleed where he lost over a pint of blood fought back and drove the young punk out of his house. The young punk came back in, and Leonard grabbed his rifle and said, "I'm going to shoot you." And the guy said, "I'm going to get you." And so Leonard shot him in the foot. Again, I would have put the entire magazine into the person's chest. The entire magazine. I would have continued firing as they were dropping. Because that's what the law enforcement handbooks will tell you to do. That person may be on PCP or cocaine, may pull a gun, may come at you, may get a burst of energy the first time you shoot them. You got to unload on them. This guy shoots him in the foot, and now the individual has said he's going to come back and he's going to get Leonard. The problem here is the cops took the old man's rifles, his two rifles, and said, "Buddy, you don't have a permit on these." And the old fella, these really old men, they just are so sweet. Either an old man gets really mean or they get really sweet. And talking to him, it's just so sad to imagine these cops coming and taking an old man's guns so he can sit there in his house at night the next time scum comes by his place. So maybe they can kill him this time. And by the way, police were executing an unlawful, criminal, unconstitutional, treasonous, traitorous, seditionous piece of garbage law against that old man. If he ever gets hurt, or anybody's guns you've taken ever gets hurt, you are accomplices to that murder. You are murderers. You are murderers. How would you like it when you're 87 years old in a state ridden with crime because of your gun control, not being able to have a gun to protect yourself? This is pathetic. I don't want to rant and rave about this all day. Again, if I'm in a particularly bad mood today, I woke up with a fever about 3 in the morning. Those sore throats, you can't even hardly open your mouth, it hurts so bad. But I went down to the kitchen and put about a half a container of salt in a glass of hot water, and I used chemical weapons on the bacteria. That's what it is, basically. And so I am here moving forward. Who knows? I may not be here tomorrow. I don't know. Doing 3 hours with a sore throat and a fever may make it worse. But I am here because all this news needs to be covered. I'm not whining and saying, "Oh, I'm so good, look at me." I just want you to know why I may sound like a cross between James Earl Jones and Winnie the Pooh, because my voice is just shot. But he's coming up. Excuse me. Now, here's an article, Colorado Gazette, GPS, Laws Long Arm Grow. Very lavish article about how great it is to track you. Japan plans to post 15,000 soldiers along coast to counter North Koreans, report. We told you about this last week. Now it's in the Boston Globe. Returning Fallujans will face clampdown. National ID cards, face scans, thumb scans. They'll be killed if they don't have their card in order. really serious article here. OPEC nations seen cutting worldwide deposits in dollars. We've known this has been happening the last year, but now it's in the New York Times. They've already dumped 15% of their dollars, and the slide's already begun. It's just, we're on the edge of a depression, as Ron Paul. Ron Paul, the congressman, the doctor, says this. I hope he's wrong. He said it a year ago. The sad part is, while we're in this depression that's coming up, if it does happen, the globalists will have their spinmeisters out, and the people will be thanking their abusers. And, oh, thank you. Oh, bring in your new economic reforms of more taxation and regulation during the depression to fight back against the things that caused this. So we'll cover that. Also, ex-Stasi spy chief Marcus Wolf, hired by Homeland Security. And we got some new info on this. We'll be covering that. I mean, it's not enough to have former KGB chiefs that we have confirmed consult for Homeland Security. Now we need the Stasi chief, known as the Silver Fox. And I got another article here about the FSB and the FBI training together. The FSB helping train our FBI. Of course, the Toronto Sun, where the torture our government carries out, is almost identical to Soviet torture. The training's coming along quite nicely. Also, activists say blind parents are being treated unfairly. Believe it or not, folks, people who are blind, who are trained in it, you know, can be just as good of parents as anybody else, but they get a lot of their kids taken by CPS, and they're trying to do that out in California. Got some articles on that. New federal machination happening. Interstate booze ban, Supreme Court, but it'll affect more than just that. Madame Tussauds, Wax Museum has a blasphemous thing where George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld and other White House officials are angels and wise men around the manger. There's no end to the humiliation. Also, Bill Clinton helps launch Chinese search engine. Communist Chinese-owned search engine. He's very proud of it. Also, Massachusetts launches computerized medical files. And the problem is it also indexes in. They make you thumb scan to get a gun now. It's just getting worse and worse. Two new CIA reports offer warnings on Iraq's past, say there's almost no way to win it. Well, that's a conventional win. The globalists kill a bunch of our boys and make a bunch of money on weapon sales and draw this thing out for 5-10 years and keep the oil from flowing so they can jack up prices. That's quite a win. Actually, that is a win. Vietnam was a win for the globalists. The drug war is a win. Triple the heroin, double the cocaine than we had 10 years ago. 7 million people behind bars instead of 1.3 million a few years ago. I mean, it's the people that deal the drugs, the same companies we've tracked back, also own the big private prisons. They deal the drugs. Your dumb kid uses it. Or breaks in the house wanting drugs. And they end up in your little prison owned by the drug dealers. It's a wonderful system. Seriously, the drug dealing families, the mafia families on the prisons. Activists dominate content complaints. We've all heard about how there's all these new complaints to the FCC. Turns out 99.8% of them were filed by the Parents Television Council. And again, I don't have a problem with them doing that. I have a problem with the stuff that's on TV, but they use their complaints to then go after other free speech and not all the profanity. You always have to look at what's behind it, folks. Look at things on a three-dimensional plane, not a two-dimensional look at this. So that's just some of the news. Also, dollar hits new low against Europe despite Eurozone call for action. It's about to hit $1.35. The euro is the dollar. Just 2 years ago, the euro was 89 cents to the dollar. Turns out the Total Information Awareness Network was ready before 9/11. Well, of course it was. Of course it, all of it was. Remember that football player turned army soldier who got killed? Just like with Jessica Lynch, turns out that story isn't true. Our own government killed him. We'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
I know we got loaded phone lines, and Albert and Charles and Tim and Scott and Dan and everybody, your calls are coming up. I need to continue with the news, though, right now. Then later, the 87-year-old war veteran fist fights with the intruder, pushes him outside. And the guy attacks him again, and he warns him, I'm going to shoot you, and goes ahead and shoots the guy in the foot. The cops come and take the old man's gun, so he can't defend himself, despite the fact that the intruder told him, I'm going to come back and get you. That's in the newspaper. So what do the cops do? Well, let's just take your gun, you old veteran. You could have that to defend the country, but you can't have it to defend yourself. Poor old man. Quite a guy, too, I tell you. But I guess folks from that generation come off a different chip, different block than a lot of us do. I tell you, the baby boomers are quite a sight, aren't they? Bunch of spoiled little piglets. Total information awareness ready before 9/11. Of course it was. We already knew this, but Citizens for Legitimate Government Reporting can report today an exclusive story about the Total Information Awareness Network initiated by Admiral John Poindexter. The exclusive story tells us that a day after 9/11, Poindexter's office of TIA program was already established in the Pentagon, says inside a named source. Well, it's called the NSA, folks. Poindexter had the TIA program already ready to roll out on 9/12/01. If that means the program was already to roll out previous to 9/11, the source familiar with the program and privy to top-secret government contractors said, of course. The Total Information Awareness Program that was held by Poindexter was disassembled after Congress decided against it. That's not true. Rightly asserting that it constituted an invasion of citizens' privacy. Okay, that's not true. The NSA at Fort Meade, the National Security Agency, has been spying on the American people since it was set up. And the CIA has been spying on Signal since it was set up in 1947. And the OSS has been spying on a wide range of signals since it was set up in 1940. And the Total Information Awareness Network was just one name of a particular program to take all the private databases and integrate them through a national ID card index system and to read your emails and to do these detailed algorithms of your purchase records and your activities. So it was just NSA going public. It was like a brand name. It's like when Ford puts out the new Mustang. You know, the Mustang was made at a Ford plant. The Mustang isn't Ford. So because they go, okay, we're recalling the Mustang, they give it a new paint job, call it a new name, and roll it back out. It's the same thing. And yes, we knew Poindexter was creeping around the Pentagon and the NSA before 9/11. We knew they were already setting all this up. We had the reports. Listen to this out of the London Independent. Opposition was to be smeared with terror attack, says official. Now, we reported this before the election. Now there's a new article out yesterday. A bunch of police quit and said, look, we've been told to carry out bombings and blame it on the opposition. Ukraine's embattled government is ready to stage fake terror attacks to destabilize the country and discredit the opposition ahead of a return of the presidential vote, a senior government source has told The Independent. The official who worked for the government of the Moscow-backed candidate and current prime minister said one of the plans is to blow up a pipeline and blame it on the opposition supporters. Ukraine is the key transit country for Russian gas supplies to the West. Mr. Yakovlevich's backers fear the prospect of the candidate losing to Viktor Yushchenko, I can't pronounce these names, I'm sorry, and are ready to plunge the country into economic chaos, the source revealed. They are planning to use criminals, plain bandits, then they have a holdover. That's how they do it, yes. The source said that a senior member of the government had been tasked with overseeing terrorist acts. Well, yeah, Putin got caught by Moscow police planting bombs in a fourth building in 99. I mean, they got caught, folks. I'm just glad our government isn't like this, aren't you? I'm glad they didn't stage the Gulf of Tonkin, now admitted that they did. I'm glad they didn't stage the USS Liberty attack between the U.S. and Israel to blame it on Egypt. I'm glad they didn't have Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 that we do really have, yes. It's just how they operate, folks. Hitler blew up the Reichstag to get control. You starting to figure this out? Their favorite trick, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore weather and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
My friends, we're about to go to Leonard Gamage. This is out of the Macomb Journal up in Illinois. Resident captures intruder. Leonard Gamage is sore today, which is understandable, since he spent more than 45 minutes fighting off an intruder late Friday. The punk came to his door. He opened the door. He pushed in on him, started assaulting him. Gamage basically kicked his tail out of the house. He came back in, said, "I'm going to get you." Gamage got one of his rifles, started beating him with it, and the guy kept coming, so he warned him and shot him in the foot. I'd have shot him in the chest. And I thought the name rang a bell, because I'm somewhat of a World War II history buff, and I've read his name a few places. I was just talking to Leonard during the break. He was actually one of the chief trainers in country for 20 months, and pilots of the Flying Tigers, folks. Leonard Gamage, a World War II hero. And I know it mentions in the article that he's a World War II veteran. And so the cops then dropped by and took his guns. So when the young piece of filth gets back out, he said, "I'm going to get you." I guess he can come back. So this is how pathetic our country's gotten. We need to change this. This is just disgusting. Leonard, I mean, I would have probably had you on the show just to talk about the history you've seen. But it's sad to have you on under these circumstances, but I think you ought to be proud of yourself at 87 kicking that guy's tail.
You know, I really do feel good about that. Like you can defend your own castle yet, that's a good feeling.
And I heard you were in the hospital a few days before this happened.
Yes, I had a bad cold on last Wednesday. blowing my nose, and I developed a very severe nosebleed. And the doctor said, now he infected it. You go home, and you just stay in bed. Don't move around. Don't touch your nose. Well, two nights later is when that intruder arrived. And I was weak because I'd lost a lot of blood.
So describe what this scumbag did.
Well, it was very shocking, you know, to be sitting there watching television. I live by pine timber, about a half mile off the main highway and about a mile from the city of Macomb, which has a university, Western Illinois University. And we've had a little trouble with people on drugs. And he made a very loud knock on the front door. And I have no traffic down here, just pine trees and deer and soybeans. So I went to the other door. They both opened on the patio. And I locked the door and turned on the porch light. And he opened the storm door and shoved me back against my kitchen table. Well, I was in a shock. But I did manage to push him out back on the patio. And I had two old family rifles on a gun rack.
I want to stop you right there. Let me stop you right there,
yeah.
Sir. Two family rifles. Oh, this is getting worse by the minute. Two family rifles. For those that have family rifles. Oh, so these were family rifles. Please continue.
Well, yes, one was a Stevens I'd had since, well, my dad owned it years ago.
Oh, no.
And I managed to pull the Stevens. It was a magazine, you know, bolt action. I pulled it out of the rack by the barrel, and I was lucky to have enough space to swing it and hit the intruder in the back.
Well, let me stop you, Leonard, just for a second, so people get an idea. The paper says this went on for 45 minutes. How long did you, is that accurate? How long did you fight this guy off?
Well, it did, I expect in the kitchen episode, I imagine it went on for about 10 minutes. And he entered the kitchen twice, we fell down twice. We had a scuffle. He was trying to get a hold of the gun. And I was lucky. I was lucky in this because he was pretty strong. And I got him out the door and I said, now, leave or I'm going to kill you. Well, he just stood on the patio glaring at me. And I shot on the floor right next to his right foot. And I shot again next to his left foot. And he didn't even flinch. And he said, I'm going to get you. Well, that shook me up because I knew he was dead serious. So
Let me stop you again.
And went right to the arch. And he screamed.
Leonard, let me stop you right there.
Yes.
Before you get to the shooting, tell me what the scumbag looked like.
He had a, he wasn't a bad looking guy. Looked like a college student, which I understand. He might, may be, about 20 years old, an average build, not small, not big.
Because
average.
The newspaper doesn't give his name or anything, but they give your name. Tell us what this guy looks like for folks in your town.
He looked just like a college student, dressed in the usual college garb, and he was shaven, had a pretty long hair.
Was he Anglo?
Yes, he was. Well, now...
Was he a young yuppie punk? Okay.
Yeah, yes, that's about it, I guess.
Just a punk, okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry for interrupting you. So he says, I'm going to get you.
Yes.
After you've shot two shots by his feet, what do you do next?
Well, then he was only about standing on the patio. He was only, about 6 feet away. I didn't have much time. And I was lucky that I was able to hit his foot. I shot through the door, and the door has an insert where you put a screen in. So I shot through the screen insert and hit him in the arch, and he screamed and jumped, and about like a chicken with its head off, rotated around on a walk, and he calmed down finally, and I made him stand up and hold on to the porch pillow. I said, I got to make a phone call. If you move, I sure as hell I'm going to shoot you. And I said, you understand that? And he shook his head. So I got back in the kitchen where I could look every second or two and call my neighbor. Because he was close by, and Tom Friday. So when I looked back out, I just told my neighbor, help me, Leonard, and hung up. I looked back out, he was gone. And then the only light was the 100-watt bulb on the back door. And it was, and this close to the town, there's a slight overcast from the lights, reflection. It's pretty dark, but still, it's a little bit of light.
Now, I understand the lights bounce off of the clouds back down.
Yeah. So, I thought, God, I hate to go out there in the dark. Because he may be watching me and the commitments with an axe. Coach Gudge has pitchforks, axes, you know, everything. So I went out straight south of the house, and he couldn't see me come out that door, and then went down in a little valley into the pine timber. And then I went to the pine timber, keeping my eyes up towards the barn, and made a circle route to the adjoining soybean field behind the barn. And the garage is between the barn and the house. Well, then I saw him move around the west side of the barn, of the garage, while I was standing on the side of the barn. And he was looking at the house, so I knew he thought I was still in the house. So I went quietly towards the garage, but I kept my gun ready to fire. When I got to about 30 feet of him, he was still looking at the house, and I said, do not turn around. If you move, I'll kill you. Well, he didn't move, and I got up to him, and I probably said a couple of curse words, and I didn't feel inclined to just shoot him in the chest. And then he begged not to be shot. And I thought, damn it, this could be his first experience with drugs, and he may be a nice guy, really. So I marched him back up to the back of the house and sat on a rock wall on the back near the patio. I said, you sit on this rock, do not turn around, but speak. And I said, you understand? He shook his head. Then Tom Friday drove up. He got out, and he looked like he was in a coma because I had this gun about a foot away from the man's head. And Tom said, Leonard, what's going on? What are you doing? I said, this guy's trying to kill me, so I'm debating whether or not to kill him. Tom said, now, wait, calm down. He said, keep your gun on him, I'll call the sheriff. So he called the sheriff, and then about six or eight police cars came, ambulance, fire truck, and but the intruder would not tell anything excepting his name.
I want to know his name. What's his name?
Well, you know, I couldn't understand it. It sounded like, James Vandeleer or something like that, but...
Well, why didn't the newspaper put this punk's name in the paper?
Well, and I didn't like him taking my two old family guns.
Let's stop right there. Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Was it the sheriff's department, the police department? Who took your daddy's rifle that he gave you? Because I want that rifle back.
Well, the McDonough County Sheriff. And his first name is Mike. And I think his last name is Johnson.
Okay, now a sheriff's deputy took it?
No, the sheriff himself.
Okay, so Mike Johnson, sheriff of what county?
McDonald County.
McDonald?
Yeah, and McComas County seat.
Okay.
So he's McDonald County sheriff.
And this happened how many days ago?
Friday night, three nights ago.
Please describe to me, sir, once the police get there and they see you've got this guy at gunpoint, did they tell you to put your gun down, act like you were bad somehow?
Well, yes.
Of course they did.
Wait a minute. the police got there, I still had the gun. And Tom, my neighbor, said, Leonard, we better give the gun to the police. So the sheriff was there, and so Tom handed the gun to the sheriff. And then the sheriff said, no, he did a hell of a job here. He said, then I told him what happened.
But he still took your gun.
Yes. He apologized. He said, well, I said, well,
that doesn't cut it.
Once this guy has a friend that rejects me shooting his buddy, and I'm out here without any gun, I don't like that.
Say that again.
I told the sheriff, once this intruder has a friend that rejects me shooting his friend, and they come back out here, two or three guys, and I don't have any means of defense.
Well, if I lived in Illinois, I'd drop by your house and I'd give you a gun right now.
Well, several neighbors have called me and
offered. Well, don't say it. Just don't say it. I understand. That's good.
Yeah.
But
the sheriff, he apologized. He's a nice guy. He said, Leonard, I hate to do this, but the law requires me to pick up any weapon when there's a ordeal goes on like this.
But the newspaper says it's because you didn't have a permit.
That's true. I never did have a permit.
You don't need a permit. I mean, we have the Second Amendment that trumps. I mean, even in your little town, you got to have permits. I guess it's statewide.
Well, he said, you go out to the Farm King Monday and apply for a permit, which I did. But, you know, I can lie on every question. They just said, have you ever been in trouble before? I said, no. A lot of little silly questions. And I had to pay him $5, and they got to send that in Springfield.
Have you gotten your guns back yet?
Yeah, no, the sheriff still has my guns.
Yeah, they got a tendency to not give them back. They better give you your daddy's gun back.
Well, I see, that's nostalgic reasons I'll send back.
Believe me, I know. No, I've got guns that were great-great-granddaddies.
You know the feeling. In a way, I think that one gun saved my life. So,
well, let me ask you this question, because if somebody comes in my house, when he busted in, I would have, because they tell you, he could have gotten the gun away from you, your second shot could have misfired. Let me stop you. The police, and obviously, sir, you're a combat veteran, trained the Flying Tigers, was a Flying Tiger, you know, where you were an officer in the Flying Tigers. I'm not going to tell you about fighting, but obviously, the police will tell you, if you're going to shoot at somebody, go ahead and kill him, because he could have gotten that gun away from you, or it could have misfired on the second shot. Now this scumbag may sue you.
That's true. Well, a neighbor said he heard that he'd gotten his attorney already, the intruder.
Gotten a lawyer to defend himself because he's a dirty criminal, or gotten a lawyer to go after you?
Well, isn't that a hell of a note that I may end up being sued? The people, I think, wouldn't object very much. But what else could I do?
Well, I just hope he doesn't fall down in the shower in the jail.
It's irritating.
I just hope he doesn't fall and hit his head.
Well,
I mean, you know what? I'm really sick of people like this that attack old people, that attack women, that attack children, and it makes me want to throw up. And I see this over and over again. I just want to tell all the criminals: you come in my house, I'm going to unload into your torso.
Well, you know, I collect classic cars. Live with myself. I'm single. Maybe I had an idea of getting in one of my cars or something. But he walked by the neighbors, and the sheriff said, why in the hell did he walk all the way out from town? Well, I said, no, I don't know, but I sure depend on my guns for security.
And what did the police officer say?
He said, I know. He said, I hate like hell to take these guns. And said, I'll do all I can to help get them back. But according to Farm King, that might be 60 days.
You know
more.
What? Yeah, 60 days. They need to. That is disgusting. And now this scumbag. There have been cases where criminals fall through skylights and then sue the people's house they fell into.
Isn't that ridiculous? I can't. That's not right.
Well, the reason the courts, a lot of these socialist courts, are actually on their side because they don't like you defending yourself. Have you heard the stories of in England you defend yourself in your own home and they charge you?
Yeah, I know. If somebody goes hunting across my land, which is close to no hunting, and they break a leg like an old well or something, I'm accountable. And I don't agree with that.
Well, it's just general craziness is what it is.
It is.
Well, we need to, you know what, I want to hold you over for the break, sir, but I want to get your, I want to give you my number, and if this punk sues you or anything happens, I know we've got a lot of listeners in Illinois. What area of Illinois are you in?
I need where Peoria is. Peoria?
Yes, just describe the area.
I'm about 70 miles southwest of Peoria, about 40 miles from the Mississippi River.
Well, folks in that area need to come to your aid. Your neighbors need to.
Well, I went to the family restaurant this morning, and I couldn't believe the people came over and shook my hand and said, "We admire you. You're a hero, and we need more people like you."
Hey, what? Stay there. We got a break, sir. He flew with the Flying Tigers, Leonard Gamage. Now his guns have been taken.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
A civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Leonard Gamage, when you were an officer of the Flying Tigers there in China for 20 months, then later, of course, in the Air Force after that, with a long career, did you ever imagine that in 2004 that police would come to your house after you defended yourself and would take your firearms?
That's true. I retired as a lieutenant colonel.
But did you ever imagine that that would happen to you?
Never, never, never.
I mean, what's happened to our country?
Isn't it sad, really? And those guys that die every day in Iraq, what a horrible shame. Terrible.
And then what's America turning into?
Well, that's what worries me. That's, you know, That's the reason I called my neighbor, Tom Friday, because I knew he'd be here quick. And he was.
Well, bottom line, I hope you get your guns back, and I'm glad people are giving you support in the community.
Yeah, they are super farmers in the Peoria papers, on the local television stations. In fact, he was on Channel 7 here this morning again.
You know, what I feel sorry for is these single women with children.
Yeah.
And the man's run off or whatever.
Yeah.
And the woman's been so brainwashed about guns being bad that she hadn't gone out and taken a lesson. She'd get an instant access pistol safe where the gun's safe and locked up.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't these people go? Because all the time they get raped and killed.
Yeah, that's just terrible. Bad. You mentioned you might give me your telephone number in case I'd like to get in touch with you.
Yes, sir. We're about to go out to break, and I'll give that to you. I know you've got to go. Do you have a doctor's appointment or something today?
No. The sheriff's coming out here at 12:30 to make a video of the farm and me and make a detailed take a deposition.
All right. Well, I hope they don't pull something, but it sounds like public opinion's on your side. But I've seen cases in the United States. I saw a case where it was like an 85-year-old man. We even had him on a couple of years ago, and the guys busted in and were beating him up in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And he shot and killed one and wounded the other, and last time I heard, he got in some trouble.
Isn't that disgusting? I don't buy that at all.
Well, it's just upside down.
Yeah. Yeah, the bums get more protection and more respect in the court.
Well, that's because you got bums running the courts.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. You know.
If folks want to, your name is in information. If somebody wants to take the time to get a hold of you, or if some
it's
people,
in the local directory, yes.
If folks want to support you somehow that are in Illinois, just don't forget that if you have any problems, just again, call me.
Good.
And I'll try to get you some support going because there's no telling what's going to come out of this.
Yeah, I'm worried about it, really.
Well, you shouldn't be too worried. You'll probably be okay. In most of these cases, you are. But there are certain people, especially in Illinois and New York, that want to make an example, that want to make people think it's illegal to defend yourself.
Like the whistleblowers. Look what trouble they go to and how they're treated. You know, that's too bad.
You know, I'd like to have you back on sometime to talk about your experience in the Flying Tigers.
Well, I'm supposed to be writing a book, but I procrastinate a lot. I enjoy, you know, beer and cars and chasing around.
And you enjoy beating up punks, too.
Yeah. You know, tell you the truth, I felt good about that after it was over.
Yeah, I bet it felt good.
And I like my body for standing up to it. Because, you know, if you're hit once with a pipe, you can't use that arm again. It's paralyzed. So if he'd hit me with a pipe or something like that, I would have been helpless.
Well, God bless you. I know you got the sheriff coming out. So you probably need to leave us now, don't you?
Well, yeah, he'll probably be here a couple hours.
Well, let me keep you a little bit into the next segment then, okay?
Okay, good.
Okay, let me give you my phone number during the break.
Oh, good.
We're going to take some calls. We'll be right back.